The official death toll from the wildfires in Maui is now about 100, but that could double, according to the governor of Hawaii. Today, crews with cadaver dogs continue to search the historic town of Lahaina. One person lucky to escape last week is 27-year-old Caitlin Carroll. She works for the Pacific Whale Foundation. Caitlin, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for getting the news out about this.
Yeah, I understand you and your roommates barely made it out of the house you were living in. How fast did things happen?
We noticed the smoke with about 10 minutes to pack our bags, and we were out the door in about 10 or 15 minutes after we noticed the smoke. And honestly, if we had been there for another 5-10 minutes, I don't think we would be safe right now. I think we probably would have gotten stuck in there.
So it was the smoke. Did you also see flames, or what did you see?
Yeah. So when we were evacuating, we all kind of peeled out of the driveway all at the same time. And we noticed that the end of our street was on fire. So about half a block away from us. Oh. And then when we started to evacuate, we watched the flames creep closer and closer to the place that we were told to evacuate to. And we were stuck there because there was a downed power line in our way. So we probably waited there for about an hour with the flames creeping closer to us before line was out of the way. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Did you get any warning, any kind of a warning siren, anything on your phone, anything?
So one of my roommates, after we were already in our cars ready to leave, got an evacuation notice on his phone saying, you need to get out. And he is the only person I have talked to in all of the 10s, 20 people that I have spoken with and made sure that they're okay that got any sort of warning. And then someone ran down the street. I didn't even hear this, screaming to get out. And I don't know if that was just a civilian or law enforcement or what, but there was someone running down the street as we were getting in our cars screaming, get out.
Well, glad to hear, as we talked to you, that your three roommates and your dog, I gather, Moose, all made it out safely. Where are you now?
So we are in Waiahu, on the other side of the island, close to Wailuku, and we are staying with some friends. There's 11 of us staying at this house. It's a one-bedroom apartment. We have tents outside, and we're all hunkered down together.
How are you feeling now?
Honestly, I'm okay. I'm kind of worried about the state of what's happening on the other side of the island. There's been lots of reports, and none of them are confirmed, about looting and people getting violent over there. And I'm worried about the future for Lahaina, and worried about it becoming a crazy Waikiki type of tourist destination in the future. Lahaina was the capital of the Kingdom of Hawaii. So it has so much history that we just lost. And it would be absolutely devastating to see something like that happen. And developers are already rolling in trying to buy up all the properties there.
Is that right?
Yeah. I've heard stories of people getting calls hours after the fire happened when they weren't even sure if their homes were gone yet.
Oh, my goodness. What, Caitlin, are the essential life questions you have right now? You know, can I drive around near Lahaina? Is there electricity there? Is it safe? Is there any reason to go back?
Yeah. Every day has been a different story on whether or not you can get to the other side. And there's still a ton of people trapped over there who don't, until recently, probably didn't even really know what was going on. 2 days ago, I had to explain to one of my friends that Lahaina was completely gone. She had no idea because there was no service over there. Communication has not been great, both because service is bad and just no one really had a plan. I think that's starting to kind of even out and get a little bit better. So that's exciting. And hopefully we can kind of work together. But there has been such a big community effort to make sure that everyone is okay. I have been going to Ma'alaya Harbor and watching people on Pacific Whale Foundation and other boat companies who lost everything, and they're still trying to get supplies over to the other side and still doing everything they can to do what's best for other people and not thinking of themselves. So I just am absolutely floored and just so impressed with the people here. It has just been such a beautiful thing to see everyone come together.
As you're describing, things are happening, changing by the day. I understand you lost your ID card, you lost your car in the fire. Is it too early to think about whether you're going to stay, whether you're going to try to go back to the life you had?
For me personally, I feel that I have been given so much by Lahaina. Lahaina is the first place that I ever really felt at home. And I feel like I owe it to Lahaina to give back now.
We've been talking to Caitlin Carroll, who barely fled the wildfires in Lahaina last week. She works for the Pacific Whale Foundation. Caitlin, thanks for speaking to us, and we send our best to you, your housemates, those around you.
Thank you so much for hearing my story.